April 2016 payday. And Bob said, what you just laid out, the chemical chain reactions, does that have something to do with the ninth gate or the effect of the ninth gate? And you said, yes, it confers idolatry of the elders. And then Bob said, oh, and this has pissed off Uncle. And so I'm asking, what the hell is all that about? I mean, I ask it nicer, but basically.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Okay, you're fixing to tear up the Great Wall of China. And inside the Great Wall of China, you're going to unearth the spirits of all those dead workers who built the Great Wall of China. All right, when you break those vessels, broken vessels of light, when you break those vessels of light, there's an incredible, huge outpouring. Okay, and the idolatry that you're serving would be offended. Uncle would be offended because you're making fun of the thing they're fixing to break open. It's terrible. It's like something. It's sad. It's like it'd be like digging up somebody from the grave and pissing on their grave. It's like a slap in the face kind of thing. And so Uncle would be very offended with that condition because that's a precious thing to him. It's not a precious thing to us because now you're living in it. Because there ain't no setting up with the dead no more.
Now,
the more dead there are, hold on, the more dead there are walking on the earth, the less you're going to value life. And listen, the more dead there are walking on this earth, the less you're going to value life. You're going to find life has all but no meaning. People think life is precious. Something to commandeer, something to engage, something to protect, to fight at all costs. No more. It's losing its flavor.
Yeah, it's like interesting.
Tab. Like tab, they just don't drink it no more, Carolyn.
When you were saying that, it made me think of how ridiculous humans look. The Antifa. All walking around like dead people in their black, just having no regard for life. That's what
Some of them are dead. Some of them are dead, but look what they're doing. Yeah. The live ones mock and mimic the dead.
See? Yeah. Yeah.
If they're not dead, they're mocking it. They're putting it on the blackface, the Al Jolson. They're putting on that persona. Well, after a little while, you get real comfortable. It's like the skeleton key. It don't work till you believe in it.
Okay, so with this discussion about the Great Wall releasing, unearthing the spirits, you're just
broken
letting us know.
Light.
Yeah.
Well, we were explaining what Bob was vamping about. A boot.
Yeah, explaining what's going on there. Is that going to have some ricochet effect on other humans?
Yes, of course.
And what is that effect?
Well, we're going to see. Sometimes they'll feel like a nut, and sometimes they won't, but we're going to see. We'll see how it takes it. Because we're like here. We tell you about the virus and the Zika and all that kind of stuff, and that turned into a world fucking pandemic. So we don't even want to make up too big a deal about it, Carolyn. We better let this one lay low and just say it's a slug on the cement out front. You don't pour salt on it. It'll go away, we'd say. Because the humans have a tendency to make a big deal out of things. Yeah. The least little nothing, they make a big old thing, like Bob and a splinter.
Now, who's tearing down the Great Wall of China?
You are.
Okay.
You caused it with the corona. You caused it. You are. Stop. You, Carolyn, loosed the dragon. You, Carolyn, are fighting for that birthing, that coming forth. You sent the angels to do a work, and that's exactly what they're doing. No wonder the birds flock to you when you want to take your pictures and the waves respond to you when you're stomping down that hillside.
Yeah, they don't even.
Because you caused it. They don't even fletch anymore. They don't run. They don't. They're like, oh, it's Carol. Yeah,
they don't
yeah,
run.
Carol.
Yeah, they don't run. Yeah.
Everybody else, they would. Bob, they run for. They don't even want to be in the same land with Bob. He's afraid they'll eat
Got
him.
It.
You know, that Bob will eat them.
But the Great Wall of China, that's more symbolic, or is it keeping people out or in?
You have to clean, you have to, here at the wall, you have to breach the Qingdong dynasty. No, nothing but. Because as long as that dynasty is, you can't be. Placeholder.
Yeah.
Out with the old, in with the new. There's the rub.
Yeah, okay, Ion. They're saying millions are voting the last couple of days. And
most
of the Republicans.
Yeah,
and Republicans are nervous. They had never had a big turnout. They think they're paranoid. They think it's all Democrats. Is that true?
No. They're excited. The more people that vote, the more Republicans there are. There are tens of millions of new Democrats. Newly registered. Look at the number of Republicans registered. And if you're registered the first time, you're most certainly going to vote, because that's the whole point of registering. New voters, you're going to vote.
Great.
No, they're not scared of that. They know they're voting. Everybody's. There's only 25% of the people who are making such a stink, just like everything. A handful of people fuck it up for everybody. You got one loud person in the theater that ruins the movie for everybody. That's not the whole everybody there. That's just them. So what's happening is the people are realizing, and we had to coalesce it. They're making it very pragmatically, dogmatically oversighted. Look at some of the places do it. You can find it in your machine where Hillary was winning hands down. Hillary had it, no question. Hillary, it's going to be a short night for Donald Trump, it's over. And then all those states that she was so far ahead in, he won. Well, that's the same thing that's going to happen again. And they're trying to amp it up, but the people who hate him, even those that hate him, they're starting to hate Biden worse, because they know their taxes are going to go up, and they know they're going to have problems, and they know everything's going to China, and they know. So it's becoming very evident. And they come up with these crazy polls, which are they're just now insightfully ridiculous. And they're just ridiculous.
So the people that you said a lot of new registered Democrats. I think you meant to say Republicans.
No, we did say Republicans. We're sorry if it came out Democrats.
Yeah, so you meant Republicans, a lot of them registering. And is this realization of Biden means taxes like a realization across the population last week or two?
Now it is, because at the vice presidential debate, her words were, day one, we're going to get rid of the Trump tax cuts. And so Biden said, so everybody in the United States of America got a $2,000, at least a $2,000 tax cut. And if that goes away, everybody's taxes are going to go up $2,000. And she hushed. Because he said he's only going to raise taxes on the people that make over $400,000. So we have a bit of a chicanery going on there. They fucked their own lolly. So now everybody knows that the gig is, that the jig's up.
And that happened in the vice president's debate?
Yes, it did.
Yeah,
before the fly episode.
Excuse me with the water background.
Oh, we're used to it, Bob, if you're just washing your hands.
It's raining out. Raining out.
Yeah, good for you.
So, okay, so I had a lot of questions from Carolyn's topics, a lot of interesting topics. So, but I should go back down.
She's good.
I think.
What about Steve Scully? He got fucked.
Let me look up Steve Scully. Who's that?
He's the C-SPAN. He's the C-SPAN reporter that's so well revered.
Oh, and he screwed up. He to lie about hack. So why would he lie?
He ruined his career. Is he under duress from his boss?
Okay. No. He was talking to Scaramucci. And he was trying to say about getting Trump because he was supposed to be the moderator of the damn debate. And instead, he was asking about Scaramucci of how to get him or not get him. And Scaramucci said, nah, be easy on him. There's more stuff on the way. There's more bad stuff on the way. And then he said, he was hacked. I was hacked. I was hacked. It wasn't me. It wasn't me. And now the motherfucker got caught because the tech bot exposed his damn ass and showed his IP had not been hacked. And it was supposed to be a direct message, and he did it on the live feed. Stupid fuck.
So, okay, I don't know the story. I didn't follow that very well.
I just told you.
Yeah, I didn't get it. So Scaramucci fooled him?
No, he was talking. No, Scaramucci with his friend trying to see. They were both plotting against Trump together.
Right. And what did Steve do stupidly? How did that get out?
He was supposed to private, because he did it on his live feed. He didn't do it on the private feed. He did it on his live feed. And when he did that, everybody could see it. They're like, what?
Okay. Is he quite, what happens to a guy like that? Is he totally suicidal now? Stupid career is ruined?
He's now been laid off indefinitely.
Yeah, but how does he feel about it? What happens to him? It's quite a humiliation.
He's ripped. He's ripped at the seams. And once again, he's chalking it up. Damn, everybody that goes up against Trump, something like this happens to every time.
Now, is he becoming aware of that? Is Scully becoming aware of that point?
He is now, because how else would he ever get it? I mean, how else would that ever happen? And even if it happened, he could have just said, hell yeah, I hate Trump. You hate Trump, too. Or, hell yeah, no, it was a mistake. It was supposed to be a direct message, and I hit the wrong button. And everybody would say, okay, who cares? Because what he said really wasn't even that bad, because you don't know the other end of the context that he was saying. But instead, he immediately had to lie about it. So it's kind of like, uh-huh, okay, you go ahead on in. He exposed
Why is he hate Trump? Is he ordered by, I think it's Jeff Tucker is his boss?
Yeah. No. You're saying Jeff Zucker? No. He's a C-SPAN, Bob.
Okay. All right. So
he's C-SPAN.
So Scully hates Trump. Why does he hate Trump?
Because he sees him as everything that you shouldn't be. He's lambastious. He's raucous. He's just... He tells what he said. He says what he thinks. Just says shit. What he's thinking.
Right. So Steve thinks that
he comes across as a mess.
Yeah. Steve thinks that Trump's indecent. Yet actually, Steve's indecent because he lies.
Right.
They have weird values.
And Trump would get up and said, "Hell fucking yes, that's exactly what I said. Shall I tweet again? Would that make you feel better? Let me tell you exactly what a son of a bitch I think you are." And everybody's aghast because they can't believe it. Crazy Nancy. Well, how do you feel about Nancy? You don't have to wonder how he feels about Nancy Pelosi. Crazy Nancy. She's just crazy. He'll just say it, and that's what he gets away with. And when they try anything like it, they don't get away with it.
So what is blind in a person like him who thinks he's got higher values, Trump is dirty, and he easily lies? What is he missing about himself that he's actually violating his own so-called values?
The tell, Bob, would be that his, quote, friend that he's communicating with is Scaramucci, for God's sake, who worked for Trump for about 7 minutes. When that's the best caliber of somebody you have to talk to, you know, it's like my pen pal is Mr. Avenatti, because I don't have anybody nicer to write to, you know.
Right. So
Remember Stormy Daniels' lawyer, Avenatti?
Yeah.
So,
oh, you remember. We're so good. You're doing better. This memory thing's starting to kick in. I think the products are helping you, Bob.
Yeah. So the
minerals, man, minerals.
Are kind of narcissistic or stupid people attracted to journalism? Vanity? So they want to get
they weren't.
In public?
They weren't when Edward R. Murrow was in charge. There wasn't. It was a high ideal. It was something where you could actually engage, look at what was, and report it. You didn't have an opinion. You were just reporting. You were a stenographer. And now you're Phil fucking Donahue trying to get like Sally Jesse Raphael trying to prove some point about a point that you're making as a point. I made a point. Here's the point. Now I'm going to convince you that that's my point. You know, nobody cares what your point is, which is what happened to Sally Jesse Raphael.
Right. Okay.
But it did not happen to Mike Douglas. Mike Douglas didn't have that problem. Mike Douglas kept it right. He was on point. He was good.
Right.
Which was avant-garde in his day. That was avant-garde in his day. But no
to do,
more.
To do what? To be
to
on
be,
point.
Be risque and daytime talk show.
Okay.
Mike Douglas show. Remember the Mike Douglas show? It's kind of like the
View. Yes, I do. So what?
Oh,
the
nice.
Would say
you remember that too? This is crazy.
Hey, calm down. Let me get some points here. So McLuhan pointed out that by the 60s, community had died. People were moving around so much, nobody knew who their neighbors was. So some kind of community decency standards eroded in the chemical body society, and then the TV reflected that because they were less decent or being polite, signaled by Mike Douglas, being risque and rude.
Mm-hmm.
No,
maybe, but
you
instead of maybe, no. We're not arguing. We're saying maybe, but the issue is not that. The issue is that everybody was at home with their TV trays and their TV dinner sitting in front of their TVs. So they weren't engaging with their neighbors. They were at home.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, TV was distracting them.
Yeah, that's what distracted them.
So they forgot about the social decencies of previous times.
Well, there weren't any. It was just what George and Wheezy Jefferson were doing. That's all that mattered. It was only George and Wheezy Jefferson. Nothing else mattered, you see.
Well, the TV show took over. That was society.
Right. And then what happened to Miss Ellie and Jock Ewing on Dallas? That's what everybody was talking about. Or what was on Knott's Landing, or did you see Phyllis Diller on the Phyllis Diller show? You know, that kind of stuff. So that's always applied.
So,
that was the chatter.
So TV
had to
get
who starred on the Rona?
Listen, come
on. Who starred on the Rona show?
TV had to get more risque because they kept using up the decency level of content. So they had to show more. Right?
Yeah.
That eroded the values. Okay. Old values.
That's why Lucy and Ricky had to sleep in twin beds because they couldn't show them in bed together. That's right.
I know. Okay. You said there's a major scandal in the Twitter blocking of people's emails. Do you want to go into that a bit?
Not their emails. Is that clearly... Now, we're going to, you want this from the tech body's reference, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, here you go. Tech body has made another mess, a scandal. Oh, it's scandalous, Bob, it's scandalous. Here's what's happened. Twitter is blocking everybody's accounts that have anything to do with the Biden scandal. Now, here's what happened. You got to get a chain of custody. This has been proven.
With the Biden scandal, what's that?
That's
Hunter,
the Twitter.
The Hunter.
That's Biden scandal, yes.
Yeah, that's his son. That's the scandal, right? Hunter Biden scandal.
I'm referring to the Biden scandal, which includes them all. It includes them all.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Because Biden, go shoot Biden in the fucking face. Nobody cares. It's Joe Biden's problem. It ain't Hunter Biden's problem. Okay, here's what happened. Hunter signed the release, giving his, not just his laptop, but some other telephones and some other devices to Mac, the computer repairman, who is blind. Okay, he's blind. So you felt pretty comfortable giving my computer to be worked on by a blind man. Name is Mac. Okay, he gave it to Mac, and I guess he's still having trouble with the cocaine. That's Biden. He's still having trouble with the cocaine, and so he didn't go pick it up. This was some time ago, Bob. He didn't come pick it up, okay? So after 90 days when he didn't come pick it up, he didn't pay the bill, and he didn't come get it. Then after that, guess what? It became Mac became the owner of the hard drive and the information and the stuff because he didn't pick it up and he didn't pay. Now, if he had come paid for it and picked it up, okay, maybe, but he didn't, okay? He uses a monocle to do his work, and once he fixed it, 90 days or longer had gone on, because this was back during when they were impeaching Trump is how long ago this was. This was some time ago. Mm-hmm. He never did anything with it, so after a little while, he's like, fuck this, and he got to looking, and he found the porn from Hunter. And apparently, there had been several 8-ball-fueled weekends of debauchery that was included, so it kind of became a bit vulgar. Well, then he got to looking a little further and had all these foreign language things going on, and then it was this, and then it was that, and then it was this bank record and that record and all this kind of nonsense. So guess what he did? He called the FBI. He's a good Republican, Mac is. He gave it to the FBI, and guess what the FBI did? Squelched it. Sat on it, just like Carolyn said that they would do. Oh, my God. So then, check this out. Sidney Powell, in some of her documents, filed in limine, opened up some Freedom of Information Acts from a registrar of a 301C, the warrant that you had to fill out permission to see what was said. And so she filled those out for everything, not knowing what's what. Well, one of them ended up on her bedside table. Oh, my God. So then, guess what? She accidentally...
What ended up on her bedside table? Something to do with Hunter?
The document? No, the document that said the FBI has this information that has to do regarding the Biden expose. And so once that
I had a question. So the stupid FBI types up so someone can find it that they're suppressing it. They make notes on this stuff.
They have to
report everything.
No, they don't report anything, but they have to register it in evidence. They didn't say what it said.
Okay.
They just said received one laptop, one blah, 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 and two blah, blah, blahs, and three blahs. And that's all in the list. And it's in this box in the evidence, the chain of custody.
Okay, and he didn't interrupt again.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Hunter's porn was porn of Hunter himself playing with people.
Yeah, and in goats and all kinds of problems. Yeah, when you get on the powder, Bob, you really just lose all track of everything. It's no bueno.
Okay. Now the next point. Is that the particular Hunter Biden documents that end up on Sidney Powell's table that you put there?
No. Not in this case. Not here. That's different. You're talking about Flynn. That's different. All this is the receipt. This is just the receipt that the FBI has in their chain of custody. This thing. They didn't even know what was in it. Or they did know, but they didn't say, and they didn't report that because they were trying to kill it.
Ian didn't put this. I assume everything on her nightstand comes from Ian, but you didn't put this thing on her nightstand, or the nightstand is just
a
metaphor. She got
the receipt. Receipt we did.
Okay, so she didn't get that from the Freedom of Information release.
That's what she got on her piece of paper saying that they had this in custody, in their chain of custody.
She didn't need Ian for that, did she?
Ian had to give her the receipt, Bob.
Yes, but the general statement that a bunch of files she got from Freedom of Information applications include some of this stuff, right?
No. This piece of paper was a Freedom of Information. She requested everything. Well, they didn't give her anything. The things that she got were stuff we gave her, but she thinks it's from a Freedom of Information request. But it wasn't, because it, how did it get on her nightside, bedside table?
She
doesn't
know.
Unlike you, she didn't care where it came from. She was just glad as fuck to have it. She didn't be asking
right,
all
but
them
she
goddamn
did find
questions.
Out. Wait a minute. She did find out, and that's why she listened to her show.
Yeah.
She found out where it came from.
Okay. Now, she took this piece of paper.
No.
Okay.
She got a particular sticking point.
Jesus.
She,
what are you talking about? She's been listening for a long time. Yes, Bob, you're special. Yes, Bob, she loves you. Yes,
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just finding out what actually happened. I'm the historian of all this. I'm the only one who remembers anything. So the thing is that...
Oh, yeah, I didn't remember.
Yeah. I don't remember how I do it, but I do. Now, what are we saying here? Someone told her that stuff was put on her nightstand, and then she started becoming aware of us and listening.
She's learned how to notice her nightstand, and when she looks, things are extra there. And so she picked up this piece of paper, and she goes, what is this? Oh, yeah, I did put in all those requests. That's how she answers it. But she knows better, because they're not giving her shit. They're not. Why would they give her something that she could then use against them, of course? So what does she do with it? She can't go have this. She can't do anything with this. So what does she do? She gives it to Rudy Giuliani's lawyer. Lawyers can give ex parte lawyer information to lawyers, and because they're all officers of the court, are they not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They can have ex parte. They aren't anybody's client. She's not his client. They're not clients of each other. There's nothing involved in what's going on here. So she gives this receipt to Rudy Giuliani's lawyer, who immediately goes, he doesn't call, he doesn't write, he shows up and says, here's this receipt. I need to see what this is.
He shows up where?
FBI.
Oh, he needs something that he didn't get from Powell.
No, he has the receipt from Powell. He takes the receipt to the FBI and says, I want that. And they said, you can't have that, but here's what's on it. And he got it. And once he got it, then the glory did roll. Then now everything. They got more coming. Don't you think for a second. You just getting a taste. We just getting your dick wet now. It's coming. So
he got something. They weren't going to give him something, but they gave him something. What did the FBI give
they
him?
They couldn't give it.
They didn't hand him the
laptop, Bob, because it's in evidence. It's in custody. But they had to give what was on the laptop.
Was he asking for the fucking laptop?
He had a receipt for it.
Oh,
he had the receipt for it.
Is that what you put on the nightstand? You put that on the nightstand?
Yes. Yes, Bob.
And it doesn't matter that we're playing. We're talking.
Well, everybody knows. Everybody knows. That's not salacious. Everybody knows.
No. We're revealing what we know. Isn't somebody going to get a little ticked off of what we're revealing?
It'll be on Sean Hannity in about 45 minutes. You'll see. Don't worry about it.
What? The fact that we are revealing this stuff and putting it on the nightstand.
The chain of actions, exactly what went on, what happened.
I know, but I'm talking about us. And it gets out that we are putting
stuff.
Well,
they talk about you all the time. They talk about you all the time, Bob. You just don't pay attention. And we're not going to, we quit telling you. Because when then you go looking, no, they didn't say that. They said it was my penis. They said it was Bob's penis. They didn't say it was Bob. They said it was Bob's penis. Well, we're talking about Bob's penis and how it goes and how he could use some manscaping. But we didn't go into that. No. You didn't mention anything about it. It was just Bob's penis. So that's not the same thing. So we're not telling you anymore. You can go watch it. You can go figure it out yourself. You can see what they say.
So they're all saying, they're all sitting around saying, hey, well, what is that? What did I release this week? You're claiming
that. And all we can tell you, all we can say for sure is Joy Behar is very unhappy about it.
She knows. She remembers Carolyn. She said, that bitch, she said.
They ran.
Hear that,
I thought we got rid of her. I thought we got rid of her years ago.
Michelle's not even.
That was back when Barbara. That's when Barbara. That's when she got her shit. She ain't messing with you, Bob. Your machinations of an unquieted brain. So anyway, so then he gets the piece of paper. So then he gets the piece of paper and he goes through the information. Not Rudy Giuliani, because that would be a conflict of interest. But Rudy Giuliani's lawyer starts going through pick. And they've had this for a minute. Okay. They've had this for
you mean
a minute.
Just lately. What?
No, they've had it for a little while. No, they've had it a little bit longer than that. And they were saving it for this because it's now starting to get hot. But people are voting, so we might as well let it out, let them know. Now, it's proof that Biden did talk to Hunter, and he did talk to these people, and he did. Now they're starting to unroll all this money, and apparently all this salary, this nothing salary that Joe Biden's gotten all these years, and he's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Apparently this is where the hundreds of million dollars came from, that it wasn't going to Hunter. He had a drug problem. They had to take care of it. Jill got them money checks. Jill is the accountant. She knows where the money is and how it all went. That's how he buys all these houses and things that he does. Okay, check this out. Now, they got documents proving that not only was it Ukraine-Russia, but it was also China. China itself. He got money direct from China, $50,000 a month for favor.
Oh, this is Joe got it, not Hunter.
Well, Hunter got it, but far Joe, because all the money went to Jill.
Hunter got it, and then he gave it to Joe or Jill?
Jill, not Joe, because if he gave it to Joe, he'd go to jail. But he gave it to Jill.
Oh, okay.
That's where the buck stops.
But they were paying for Joe's services, whatever they were.
Well, his insight, yeah, he's the Vice President of the United States. He can get you in the Oval Office. He can get your bills paid. He can get you worked out. He can get you a grant. He can get you favor with the woo-woo-woo.
Is that treason?
When it goes after Trump, yes.
If it goes after Trump, they would charge
Trump with treason.
If it goes
after the sitting president, if they went after, if you go after, it's not against the law unless you try to take out the sitting president of the United States of America.
Oh, yeah.
Which what that was about.
Yeah.
Well, he tried to.
So,
almost.
Oh, was China paying for Biden and Obama to get rid of Trump?
Yes.
Ah, they were paid to do this coup. How's that, girl?
Yeah.
Does anybody realize this out there in the masses?
They will. They will by Wednesday afternoon.
Next Wednesday, right. Is there going to be another debate between Biden and Trump?
Well, if they can find a host that isn't plotting against the president of the United States with Scaramucci, maybe.
Okay, so I'm assuming the average American doesn't have time to be informed, but they do catch the headlines. So as this Biden story, which involves Giuliani, who you said years ago Giuliani was going to nail Hillary. You know, you brought in Giuliani, and then nothing's really happened with him. But this, did you mean this incident would bring Giuliani in as a factor? Is that what you were predicting? This was the hot ticket. This is the hot ticket. This is the one that tips it. So there are people voting today who are pissed off and saying, we ain't going to have Biden president. And that's that, right? That's what they're voting.
Guess what else they found? Guess what else?
Nothing to do with me, I hope. They didn't find my fucking birth certificate, did they?
No. They found Weenie had two. Look here, Weenie had two laptops. They got his other laptop.
Oh my God.
Let me tell you what. They've already broke ground. You know when they did. You won't listen to anything. You don't know anything. Hey, Carolyn. Come get your time. Baby, come get your time. This is your time. You know when you're watching these things on the news? You know when you're watching these things on the news and they're standing outside of the White House, they're on the lawn, and you always hear this grinding and hitting and you hear everything. They're blowing up stuff and putting cement and all that. That's not happening there at the White House. What that is, that's happening. They're building a building right off of the Smithsonian Institute, And what they're doing is they're going to build a whole wing just to hold this Russia collusion contempt thing, where the Democrats, the day old Democrat died, so that they don't ever remember that the Democrats were. It's going to be like all the dresses of the first ladies and the Hope Diamond and those kind of. They're building a whole wing just to have all the evidentiary proof of how the Democrats fucked themselves to death and how.
It's the president's library. It's his version of the library.
Yeah.
Right? It's going to be a museum. It's going to be a museum to the greatest scandal in the history of Trump's life. I'll be in that eventually. We'll be in that
picture of here's Zion. He was our secret.
It'll be Dick Dobbs. It'd be Dick Dobbs perfectly manscaped. It'll be great.
Dick Dobbs, literally. His actual name is Tom Dobbs, but he got called Dick as a teenager because it was such a big dick, Carolyn.
Right. And it looked like.
Oh, we're sore throat.
Sore throat. See, they got it cleaned up because it used to be there was Tom's dick with hairy, but they cut all the hair off, so now they look larger because there was less hair, less contrast. So that's even better. So that's good. Okay, check this out. Now, on Weenie's second laptop, they got the detail of the IP address that Silas Do-Good, we can't say the other thing because that'll get you in trouble. You don't need to say that. We can say Silas Do-Good because you know what we mean. Because we're going to give the name, but we don't want to give it right now. It'll be obscure, and it'll be in the record, and nobody will remember, and Bert will write it down. He'll go, oh, yeah, I said your private station. What Obama, Barack Hussein Obama, what his noom de plum was, his noom de plum de noom, what he was on
mean
the
it's real?
Do-Good letter.
You mean his real birth certificate? His real birth certificate?
No. His handle on
his code name. His code name.
His name on the Silas Do-Good letters.
Right. His code name. His secret. 007.
Nom de plume. His pen name.
Oh yeah. Right. Okay. So who got the second laptop? Weenie's laptop. Who got that?
Rudy Giuliani's lawyer.
And how did he get it? Did he get a receipt for that, too?
We're not going to tell you that.
You again. Me again.
Yeah, but we're not going to tell you that because this one's hot because this goes straight into. No, this goes. You can play. We're going to make it so you can play it. But if we keep going, then you can't play it. And then, you know, it's like Los Alamos.
Can we play this part? We can play this part.
Yeah. You can play this part, but, you know, it's be like when they rang your doorbell about the Los Alamos stuff. You don't want that, Bob. Just slow down. Slow your roll, big boy. Slow your roll. We got you. Just slow down. Simmer down, Bob.
1945,
Carol.
Trinity.
Simmer down.
July
16th,
Mike Dyer's birthday.
I was there. Oh, my God. You and Rodney Dangerfield.
Okay, I heard that. Listen. Dave Emery went on a sidebar because of me being at Trinity in July 16, 45, and he went back. He thought they were blowing up bombs in 44 in the San Francisco Harbor. Correct.
Damn.
That's where he misinterpreted
it. That's right. When Winston Churchill was standing up on top of the buildings while they were bombing London, said, everything's okay. There's no problem. Everybody go out, go to the pubs, have a beer, get some bourbon. You'll be okay. Then they're crashing the bombs around the Battle of the Bulge. Okay,
you know,
so set this aside. Now you're going to lose your train of thought. Now we forgot everything.
How did they get the fucking laptop?
We don't remember. We interrupted us.
We lost our train of thought.
We can't know. Well, we're trying to say something. Every time we say something, we get interrupted, so we can't know. We lost it. What were we talking about? Yeah.
Fine. Let's see. Fine works. Does fine still work?
Don't you remember, Bob?
Yeah, I remember. But the
We're talking about the laptop and...
Weenie's laptop, Giuliani's lawyer. We still didn't say who that was.
Yeah, there's stuff in that you're going to hold back for now. You're holding back stuff.
Yeah.
And we're not allowed to know.
If you're going to indict a ham sandwich with a grand jury, you have to have at least the crumbs of the ham sandwich that you're going to indict.
Well, are you holding back the crumbs? Is that what you're saying?
You got to have something to give the grand jury, yeah.
And you're holding it back from me.
Not you, the grand jury. You've got to be ready for the grand jury. Because if you spill it out there now and then give it to the grand jury, everybody knows it. Then you're going to have a hung jury to start with because they're going to, well, everybody knows that. I saw that. I'm Sean Hannity. I'm Sean Hannity. Oh, my God. Another one of those conspiracy things. He talks about this all this for a thousand years.
Fine doesn't work anymore. We have a scandal here at the house. Fine doesn't work anymore. I can't stop my head with the word fine. The thing is that there's also the level we can't know, because then it's the Homeland Security. You guys are spies, right? You guys are spies. Mm-hmm. How do you get access to secrets of yourself, correct? Isn't that the thing we try to protect ourselves from being known, even though you're blabbing it every week now about how we know and do this stuff?
Things happen, Bob.
The old thing was that we couldn't let the security people know that we knew stuff. You know, because they would say, "How do you know that?" And we'd be right.
Well, if they listen to you long, they're going to know what you don't know. So it's good.
you'll talk yourself out of it, because it won't be long that you'll say, "And this is all because of 6ALN and Club 22 and Otto von Hepburn."
And they're going to say, "Step away, sir. Step away, y'all. He's okay. He's okay. Carolyn is his guardian." Carolyn is his guardian. She's in control of him. He'll be okay. She'll give him his medicine.
Carolyn, I have one role. The greatest event in human history. What's my role? To be the idiot that everybody runs away from.
He needs one role. He's got one role. And Carolyn's got one role, and he's eaten 100 biscuits in 3 days. He's eaten 100 biscuits in 3 days, and he's had one roll. Yeah, that's it. That's nice.
Okay, relax. You get that girl. My only role here is to be the class clown and protect everybody. Carol goes, duh.
Yeah, has it? She's like, that's what happened to Dean Christian Murdy anyway, isn't it?
It happened to all of them. Okay, next point. Oh, so that's pretty well the story of the big scandal. This is the key scandal. Perfect timing.
No. This is the key that hooks the lock to Hyde and Biden and Smokey Joe. This is the smoking gun. And now you got to get to the Chinese firm. The Chinese firm is where it pins the tail on the donkey. It's why that Obama said them jobs ain't never coming back. That's why they closed all the factories, and that's why everything built up China. China would be nothing, as we said, without us. But now we are removing the dragon. It's being removed from the Qinlong dynasty. But that's what's going to break the wall, and that's what's going to make Uncle very happy.
Right. Did you you said you temporarily propped up China.
We had to.
Qing dynasty. Yeah. Why? To fill in the interval of time? Or to set them up?
We don't care.
To set them up. To set them up.
Okay.
Did you set
them up? Well, you tell it.
You set the
you tell it any way you want to. They were doomed.
No,
Qinlong
I'm
was
asking
doomed.
You. Come on. I know. Did you set them up? Is that how you doomed them, by setting them up with this, make Toronto successful for China successful for a while? That was your setup
everything,
of them, right?
Everything was good. Listen. Everything was good until they fucked over Hong Kong.
No, I remember that. Yes, I do remember that.
Everything
that
was fine. Everything was fine. All they had to do was play right, do the thing. Fine. You want your little government? Fine. Okay. You want that? Okay.
Right. You know what? That's Ion, in the end, supporting the Queen. You're doing this on behalf of Queen Elizabeth.
She lost Hong Kong.
Britannia, Britannia.
Yes. Okay. So, and that the Hong Kong.
That's why she
had, the COVID vote.
That's why she fled. That's why she fled Windsor back to Sandringham.
Because it's wartime for her. She has to lay low.
And
what you're saying?
She has to get to the other end of the desk that Trump keeps whittling. He's got quite a whittler. Carolyn plays with matches and he plays with knives. It's not good, y'all.
Okay. So then she gets into emergency communication mode with Trump.
You ain't heard a peep out of her. You ain't heard a peep out of her lately, eh?
Right. So this election is part of the war, right? Civil war, international war. It's World War IV, this election.
Back. This is
bigger.
It's not about a war. It's not about a war. This is about cotton, Bob.
Cotton?
Not cotton. Cotton is king.
Why is that involved cotton?
That's what was the connection from George, King George, in the first place.
That's the Virginia Commonwealth?
Okay, Virginia, the virginal queen. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we were talking about how the queen's always in the ground of this. You said the queen went stealth.
If you keep going, you are too.
Right, and COVID happened after the Hong Kong insult, right? I think that COVID happened after the Hong Kong, correct? After the
that's
China.
Correct.
Yes,
that's correct.
Okay, that's it. And that was for just a few weeks or something before the COVID, so it all happened pretty fast. Around the time you were saying last December, you were saying, oh, the shit's hit the fan now, what you said. And it happened real fast. And the whole world changed, and you're blaming on me and Carolyn. But it was the queen and you. Or is it all being done on my behalf?
Yeah.
Yeah. But not too enthusiastic about that.
We're just being quiet.
Oh, okay. You're 8/11 of the tech body. Did you merge with the tech body or get inside it to help control it, even though it's difficult? Are you monitoring the tech body?
Power flows. We have access to that power. And that's all one thing, and of that one thing, we're part of it. And that thing we are part of, that's power flow through us. See, that's what we keep saying.
Yeah.
We're not trying to prove to you that we have power. We're trying to get you to come into your power. And if you don't come into your power, then that power goes to us, but also goes to the tech body.
Yeah. Okay.
You're going to let that go? So is the tech body inside of us, or are we inside of the tech body? Which is it?
It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Are you the walls of the Ark of the Covenant? Are you the dust in the Ark of the Covenant? Are you the nails that seal it shut? Are you the gold wrapping around the cardboard box, living in a box? Carolyn, you got to get the blue. They have a brand new blue Pro 12. You got to get the blue one. It almost looks purple.
She just did.
The purple one.
So what you just said about can we tell the gold, I think that's for public. We can play that, right?
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Okay. So Carolyn,
you'll play
with
it
the COVID
all sooner or later.
Carolyn, with the COVID-19 that she triggered, loosed the dragon, which is also the Great Wall. But that's the original separateness between the physical and non-physical. That's what Cosmere is called, right?
And what, okay, you're saying a bunch of words, but what is the hammer that sealed that separateness? What divided? Where was the division? You say it was the separateness, so what separated the separateness? You're going to start throwing words at us. You're going to start knowing what you're talking about.
Yeah, the creation of non-physical.
Mm-mm.
That's what's... That's the separateness.
No.
Well, that's the subplot.
Separate. Okay, yeah. Okay,
subplot.
We'll give you that. Great, great. So yeah, so give us some sub-sex, and we'll enjoy that while until the real sex gets here. That'll be good. Give us some sub-sex. And then when the real sex comes by, you'll enjoy that so much better than the sub-sex.
Well, Ophanel caused this separation. He proposed that we get stupid, and we'll overcome
the
it.
The split.
That was the
no, yeah. That call could, it the split. Call it the division. Call it the gut.
Yes.
Call it the Grand Canyon. Call it the crevasse. Call it the thing that's separate.
What about
the part that divides?
What about body spirit? How about the body spirit divide? Is that
except you start using great, but you start using those words, and people don't know. People don't know what you're talking about, and so they have to go to Sedona, Arizona, and lick a rock to see if that's what it applies to or not. You use words that people think they know what they mean, and then you made another fucking another damn code. How many have you made
so far,
Bob?
That's what Classic Rose did. She had to go to that place. What do you call Sedona? And
Sedona.
Get culted. Occulted.
Get licked,
and now
get, licked
just,
get loved
now
up.
Now she's just a comedian. Now she just
yeah,
get loved
get
up, did you say?
Yeah. Get loved up.
Now
yeah,
she's
that's
a comedian.
Yeah.
Nice,
that's good. It's
okay.
Funny. Be funnier if it wasn't so sad, but it was funny.
Okay. So, and this can be talked about. The dragon is an effect of Ophanel's split, right? The dragon is a residue, an artifact, an afterimage, a key link in this great split phenomenon.
Yeah, that's right, but you still have no idea what you're talking about. So, yeah, but it does apply.
I know more than anybody else on the planet what I'm talking about. May not be the whole understanding, but nobody else even thinks about these things, correct?
High-minded you must be, then.
Yes. Not necessarily high-minded, just have an advantage. I think
the
way through.
Tactile or visceral? Tactile or visceral advantage, Bob?
No comment. That's a trade secret.
Okay. Good. That's better. Don't ever argue with your limitations. Remag tastes bad.
Remag 2020.
Remag
2020. 2020. So look at this.
Knockdown by
The Evergreen suggested that I should start my own oligarchy. Well, we, Dobstown, are actually replacing the Qing dynasty, aren't we? The Jing, Queen, King, whatever you want to call it. We're replacing it.
Say Quin Long, and it's easier. You don't fuck that up. You don't know how to talk
okay,
right.
Okay, Quin Long.
We're going to teach you to read, and it's going to be beautiful. Quin Long. You know, that way you can do that, and you don't mess it up. Too much inflection.
Now the point is, we're
Mandarin sucks.
No, listen,
come on.
Fine. I'm trying to get some basic points here. You're discouraging it. We are, Dobstown's the only potential oligarchy or actual oligarchy that is worthy of replacing the Qing dynasty. Would you agree?
No, but Uncle does. So that's the only one you're worried about now.
Well, is he the boss then?
No, but that's the only one that affects that answer to that question. He's the only one that can have a different change, have a change of heart of that question.
He's the only one, is what you just said.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. And the queen knows that factor?
No comment.
Right, but she listens to our shows or gets reports on it, so she knows what's being said.
Red box, she can't do that long. She'd waste too much gin.
J.W. says she's a great conversationalist because she's met everybody. Is she by nature an open-minded person?
No. She's mad. She's stoic, stodgy, and furious that she has to be so pleasant and so proper and so above it all. She doesn't like it. Margaret was the vixen bitch. She would have always loved to have been her. She'd have much rather been Margaret because Margaret could have fun. She can't just run around and fuck when she wants to.
I know, but that means she has a strong sex drive. She likes to have fun.
Yeah, well,
she's
a queen. She's the queen. She should be able to do what she wants to, but no, apparently not.
She says she likes being queen. Yeah, that's quoted somewhere. I saw that. She likes being queen. Not true.
Well, when you have to be, what are you going to do? I don't like being queen. Well, you've been it for 70 fucking years. So she's doing that. So it's not whether she likes it or not. She is it. When you're right. That, whether you like it or you don't. So to have that opinion is kind of ridiculous. It's kind of like, I like being with Carolyn. Well, you, even if you didn't like being with Carolyn, nobody else had had you. So what choice do you have?
So she doesn't have a choice, so it's a silly point to make.
Correct. She can't. Well, here we go. Because she's still mad at her uncle for abdicating, killing her daddy.
Yeah.
See? She could abdicate the throne, but then fucking Charles would get it. And she already said, I'll die and go to hell for Charles is ever king of England. It ain't going to happen.
Because she can't trust him? She can't trust him?
There's no line that includes him as king. And if there is a line that includes him as king, he'll die before the coronation. If it were to happen, he would die before the coronation.
What has she got against him? What's wrong with him from her point of view?
Oh, no. He just can't rule. He takes up with divorced women, Bob. He takes up with divorced women. You can't be king and take up with knockabouts. You've got to have some decorum,
right,
for God's sake. You know,
he doesn't have enough good judgment.
Be a fagala. Get him a nice little Costa Rican boy to fuck or something. Get something weird that he can keep in the basement and not run around with divorcees, for God's sake.
Right. So,
queen and
so
country.
The part of being, hey, Ian, yeah, the part of being a queen, you have to give up the Princess Margaret lifestyle. She doesn't think Prince Charles would do that.
Correct. He won't. Well, look what he's married to now, Camilla Parker Bowles, for God's sake.
Jesus, God,
she's been with everything that would be steel.
Yes,
running around in the queen mother's diamonds. Running around with the queen mom's diamonds. That bitch.
Okay, so is Charles stupid in sexual relationships? Like, why does he pick these?
He doesn't know.
What made him stupid? What stunned him? His father fucked him up somehow?
He got a little too much Mountbatten.
Mountbatten in him.
He got a little too much Mountbatten. Because, see, Philip was always aloof. He was always chasing things. He was always trying to get away. He was always trying to be something else. Because he's not the king of England. Now, he's got the British in the family, but he's not the king of England. So it's always been a rub.
And we can play this stuff?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, okay.
They won't hate you any more than they do already, Bob. It'll be okay.
New topic. Yeah, new topic. People... In The Social Dilemma, popular movie, a lot of people talked about it.
Yeah.
It says the algorithms take over and do it on their own. What is different about what we're saying about the tech body on that point? Because everybody says, we know about that. We know how the algorithms are running the show now.
Yeah.
What's different?
That's right. Same thing. Nothing. It's exactly how it is. It's perfect words. But yet,
so
if you're aware of something, stop. If you're aware of something that's consuming you, that you can take it one time and you can never stop, that takes over your entire world and every aspect, your entire family, every capacity that you're ever going to think from here forward is going to be judged by something else deciding what you can think. And they go, oh, yeah, I know all about that. Yeah, no problem. It's no problem. It's all good. I like that. Yeah. Give me some more of that. I want two of those. Give me two. And they still engage it. So to say those words is kind of ridiculous.
To say the words that you know the algorithms are generating themselves when you're still controlled by it.
Right. To say those words, if that were true, if you really knew that, you most certainly wouldn't engage it. But they engage it anyway, and it's going to consume them. And then they look around, and they're 700 pounds. They can't have to have a lift to get them out of their damn chair, but I got three telephones hanging off of them.
And that's part of their internet hookup, the three telephones.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how they get their Wi-Fi. And they got a laptop because they lay the computer on their belly, and that's their lab. That's their laptop. It's laying on the top of their belly. Top of their lap.
Okay. What we know is the angelic involvement. That's what people don't understand. the non-physical involvement.
That's that they run algorithms are algorithms, Bob, regardless of who runs them. You can have an angel tell an idiot how to write an algorithm, and there you go. Boom.
Power an idiot power, tell baby. You how to write one. You can tell, an
power.
Idiot can tell how an algorithm goes.
An angel can tell an idiot, an algorithm, and they can figure it out, and they can become brilliant because they got the algorithm. Well, they're an idiot.
Okay.
We could tell you could do Finnegan's Wake, and you could do a Playfair cipher on it. And we can give you the code word, angel. And nobody can do it, and an angel can show you how to do it, and then you can do it. Then you'd go down in earth, you'd be smart as Scott. Woo!
Okay, so hair and dirt. Okay. Do the alien doctors or staff understand it more than the earth doctors?
Mm-hmm.
They do. But they want access. They're here and coming to me because they want access to our health products, correct?
Yep.
Couldn't they just buy them?
Well, were you selling them?
Yep, we're selling these products.
Okay.
And so what is it they're trying to get? To get access to the product? They want to get their own so they can study
they
and make
their
own?
They don't want products. They don't want products. They got to have Carolyn. They got to have you. They got to have us.
And so they want access to us to do all that we're doing, making Coldplay and everything else, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What they can get.
So, again, we have the most valuable stuff on the planet, and that's why they're coming to us.
And that's why it's
the only
current
reason.
World currency. That's why they're
right.
The world currency. It seemed ridiculous when we said it, didn't it?
Yes. Now we can see more and more what we got. And the world will recognize this. That's the point. The world will recognize what we got. Correct? By the results.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We've been doing Hollywood for the last 11 years, and I thought we were going to make movies. But we are influencing, you're influencing Hollywood. Will we get to a point of making our own stuff, or is this the better way to make it, where we just influence people and they take all the hard work of making a show? What do you think?
Okay.
Shall we do it or let them do it this way? You've been doing it.
We'll do both. We'll let them do it until you get bored and run out of things to do. And then we can.
Because we are going to live for a long
Hawaii.
Time. Okay.
That's right.
I have here, Obama made a statement today. Obama's on the road today. Right after he knows he's in trouble. In other words, he gets out there more panicky, demanding to win the election as he gets more scared. This is what we're watching, correct?
Are you talking about Obama? Or who are you talking about? Biden?
Obama. Obama gets out there. He's in the news today. He's out there. Gloves are off. He's mad at Trump and everything. But his panic, or what looks like he's a super campaigner, is based on him being afraid the more we hear about him.
Right. Yeah. He's been through all this bullshit and he hasn't said a goddamn word. And now all of a sudden he's animated. Just the other day, Michelle Obama gets up and says, they're going to put niggers back in the field. That, you know, and they're like, come on now. Where did you get all that shit from?
Did she get it from Obama?
She realized that their jig was up, so they were having to. They were trying to do. They're desperate, Bob. They're trying to do anything.
Yeah. Well, how do they think about this, Michelle?
Watch the
polls. She knows that Obama is a double. Obama's a double. Hillary's a double. We're going to see doubles get hung, not the original.
Yep.
And the originals are gone.
Yeah.
There's
much.
No original Hillary, is there? Is there original Hillary still around?
No, no. There's never been a Hillary that looked like that. The Hillary that's now is ridiculous. It's starting to look like Jack Sarfati.
Right. And is Bill a double?
No, he's still only just all the pieces.
Right.
He has to live with something that looks like Hillary. That'll curdle your milk right there, Bob.
Right. Now Hillary, she died, transitioned 10 years ago.
No, not that long ago. Wasn't that long ago.
Was she surprised that she was killed?
Yeah.
Well, sure, Bob.
You would be too.
So all her ambition didn't pay off. All her work through her father, all her attempt. So she's is she in revenge mode on the purgatory?
Yeah. See, it's all washed out now. So now they're back in the saddle.
But this, it might have been hard to hang the original Hillary, but the doubles is easier to hang. Because they ain't those
they
people.
All go. Ain't no big deal. Ain't no
right.
big deal.
Okay. All right, abomination. Now, I have
the
your
embarrassment would kill her. Embarrassment enough to kill her.
Right. Trump's angel lineage. I have that written down. Is he from angels in a unique way?
On his, we told you this already, from his mama's side of the family, there was a little nookie action going on. That's why he doesn't, he talks to Fred a little bit, but he loved his mama.
Well, who had the nookie? The mother had an affair?
Not the mother, the grandmother that's on that side of the family.
On the side of the mother, right?
That would be on the mother's side, yes. All right.
Yeah, and that grandmother is fucked an angel.
Yeah.
And what was the product of that? The mother. So the mother is different.
Correct.
And to have a bit of angel in you, does the average human find that charismatic? That's why Trump loves his mother.
Nah, not necessarily. Not every single time. Likely, yes. But not every single time. You know how we are. You have to be literal, Bob. You're not literal. It's not every single time, and it's never. So, but the answer is often that's the case. And sometimes they become immortal. Sometimes they have different issues that get taken care of.
Yeah, the immortal is you can't die. Can't die.
Correct.
It's not a good state. Trump has an extra...
Like Jeannie's mama.
Yeah. Trump himself has a bit of this charisma from his angel aspect.
Well, you look at him.
Well, when he's young, he's very cute. He's not cute anymore, but
it's not about cute, think, Bob. It's not about cute, Bob. It's how you handle it. How you handle it.
He handles it pretty.
Himself. He sees himself as beautiful. Nobody has hair like I have. I'm a different guy. I'm a little heavy.
Okay. Carolyn was pointing out. Yeah, we know about his hair. Carolyn was pointing out that his hair was gray because he didn't get time to orange it. And it actually made him look better, I think she said.
Yeah. Makes him look more natural.
Right. But he likes to have the orange. He thinks that makes him look better from his perspective.
Mm-hmm. But he's just so crazy with it. And sometimes it's more that they've changed it. They've toned it down a whole lot. He still has it, but it's just lighter. It's going a little lighter.
Okay.
It's not quite so orange.
But he thinks it looks good. He likes having it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Other people think the orange looks odd, but he doesn't see it as odd. Okay?
Kind of an auburnish. It's an auburn, more of an auburn color.
Why can't they find me?
Well, they're looking for you. Carolyn's trying to protect you, so they're looking for you. Don't worry.
What's the effect of the protection? How come they can't find me?
Carolyn, well, we've hedged you. Like Goshen, it's a protected place.
I'm not where I seem to be. You're going
to
the beach.
Correct.
Right.
You are
now,
not.
What are
you
other
people? Out of house. You haven't been out of house.
I'm a people. I'm a people who are not. Now, what are other people seeing if I'm not visible? On the angel level,
see,
I'm not visible.
Folks from Andromeda don't seem to have the same problem. See, you're the only one from Andromeda that has that problem.
What is my problem?
You're the dark soul.
Okay, so I have that. What?
And so where are you from?
I can't remember. I can't remember the name. Angel Flurry or something.
Didn't we just say
no.
Andromeda?
I'm not from Andromeda. Well, I'm from Andromeda, but that's not where I came from.
I'm not telling the drama day. What? What are you laughing at?
We're poking at you, Bob. We're having fun.
I know. I forget the.
Don't waste time, Bob. Centauri.
Angle Centauri.
Alpha Centauri.
Okay. Is that protecting me being from Alpha Centauri among the Yang and Rock?
No, not. Sorry.
So what do the Andromedas see? These people on the beach, that they see me. What are they seeing, and yet the angels can't see me? Is there a difference? Well, there is.
They are. They're looking for you. They just don't. They listen to you, and it doesn't sound right. You're perfect, and then you're not. You're on point, and then you're not. You're the most perfect one, and then you're not. You've got it all together, and you're too clever.
I don't pass all the tests. They think maybe someone else is the
Well, every test they give you, you pass, but then you unpass the next 10. So.
Okay, that makes sense. They can't find me because I fool them through my own accidental stupidity.
I'm the dark. Wait, don't tell me. I remember, I'm from. I'm from Halifax. Yeah, that's me. Don't mind me. I'm just a stranger in a foreign land.
I got it. Next topic. What does it mean that I would love up Horace and Ra? Was I involved with it? Is it Ophanel did something with them? Were they lovers? Were
love
they the same family?
No. You would get engaged with them to try to take their power. That's what loving them up is about, Bob. Come on now.
What were they? Were they humans?
They still are. Did you not see the Book of the Dead, Bob?
They still are. So they did not die. They did not transition. They're like
Horus is the god of the dead in the Egyptian Book of the Dead. And Ra is where you have to go through Kurt Netter to get them back on the boat, the river Styx, to get them back over here. So they're gods, Bob.
Okay, were they humans who ascended?
No, they were never human.
What are they? Angels?
Mythical beings.
They are visible to humans?
Sometimes, yes. But they say if you see them, you're not doing good. They say if you see them, it's no good.
Right. Are you on that level of what they are, mythical beings?
We're ahead of that. Because we use that word because people embrace it, that's something. So, you know, we could have said we're the spawn of a maenad, but that's not really true. That wouldn't work. You know what I mean? But people could create a visual about it, but that's really not the point, is it?
Right. Was it useful that I destroyed CERN?
Yeah. They had an undone God, Bob, and we're not going to do that. We're not going to let them do that.
Well, God is us, and that's the medical establishment measuring our ascension. That's
why is God.
What do you mean by God? Yeah, what do you
God
mean by God? What
power.
Do you mean by God in that sentence? What do you mean by God?
In your power. God in your power. I mean, in your power.
So how would CERN, it would take, it's like the tech body. Well, Tim Berners-Lee invented HTTP protocols. That came out of CERN, and then that made a technology that took away our power, or the little man's power. So CERN is a taking,
but they didn't come,
it makes technology.
But they didn't complete it. No, it does not. It's trying to make antimatter. That's what it was the whole.
And that would take away our power if they did
it. Not necessarily, because it'd be a particle accelerator. If you can have a particle accelerator, you could be not take away your power. You could be eviscerated.
Yes. Okay. So I had to stop it because little men would get destroyed by it.
They'd never ascend.
Because how does it interfere
with the? They would be eviscerated.
Okay, not like what the smartphone does, the Black Mirror.
That's completely
interrupts
different.
People's
That's a simple version. That's a simple version. Okay, Bob, this is the easy way to do this. We had to stop CERN So they didn't blow up the spaceship that's going to take them back to Andromeda. They would have destroyed, it would have put a poison in the land, so the spaceship would have went, but nobody would have arrived alive. So we had to stop that condition that allowed them to create antimatter.
Yeah, we didn't want them to create any matter. They couldn't do it, but they were on their way, and if they did, it'd be a disaster, and it would have been the wrong version of what we're going to do when we go through the
dirt. It would have killed everybody on the way.
Our method won't do that.
No, your method works perfect.
Did people at CERN, now you said there were aliens, I think, at CERN, or some kind of a parallel worlders, you called them.
There were some.
They were overseeing.
Not a lot, but there were some.
And they were misguided?
Well, we'll see.
But they knew, those ones, they knew what the agenda was to get back to Andromeda. The regular scientists at CERN didn't know that.
And they also got a picture of you in that stupid sport coat, them famous Amos cookies, too.
Yes. They got a picture of me, that's so that they could help the angels find me?
No, they just knew what they had to say what happened. You tear up $1 trillion or multi-billion-dollar back in those days experiment, and somebody's got hell to pay, so they want to see who was there at the scene of the crime.
So they blame it on me. That's their alibi.
It's not their alibi, because you did it.
A lot of people know about me. In the intelligence world, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, you've been such a pragmatist, Bob. You've been so quiet, no one should know who you are. Yeah.
Did they start to notice me on CKLN?
Club 22.
Yes, you make this astounding date. 1986, I stopped Cheney. He realized he couldn't achieve what he was going to do. He had access to perceiving what I was up to.
Yep, that's before. Jackson Hole became a thing.
Right. And it's before the aliens arrived in 88.
Correct.
So, but significantly, I was involved with Beter in that period, so that told a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's the queen. So boson Higgs is a fact in matter, and CERN was going to do something with it. Is that their term for the antimatter they were trying to get, the God particle?
Not quite, no.
And okay, but that got stopped, and what do the CERN scientists think today? Do they know? Well, they know we did it. Are they listening to us?
Oh, no, they're still trying to decide if the Hadron Collider even works.
Yes, and you know, I've had drawn that word on my chart, so that's I called it the particle beam accelerator, the tiny note. So I was picking up on those aspects of what I was interrupting, blocking.
Say it's not so. Say it's not so. Say it's not so.